So there's always this skepticism towards the critic.
Yeah.
And I think it's got to do with, again, the turnover, the 6-year turnover.
Sure. Yeah.
You got a new person in town, what do you know? But then yet you have the power to, you know, do certain things to the production. So what, in your opinion, do you think that they misunderstand or they have a slightly skewed perception of the arts critic?
No, or, I think, you know, it's okay for artists not to like critics. Mm. I think it's just part of the ecology.
Mm.
Although I think in the past, the idea of the SD critic is quite different from what it is now. It's still monolithic in a sense.
Yes.
But in the past, I think because ST was the beyond and all, right, there was only one newspaper and there was only one critic.
Yeah.
So there's only one point of view.
Right.
Being carried across, and I think there's always a tension, and there will always be a tension, which I also feel. Whenever you're part of an establishment paper, there will always be a fence.
Right.
Even as much as you try to take down that fence, you will always be on the side of, you know,
the establishment.
Right.
Yeah.
And I with people I've interacted, I mean, because I don't just write reviews, obviously.
Yeah.
We have a very small team, so I also write industry pieces. I talk to practitioners on a several times a daily basis.
Yes.
And because of that, I mean, they know who I am, and even though their perception of me may be okay, there's always something tied to the
your company.
The kind of authoritative stamp of the paper, right? Because
when
you put it in the paper, it's out there for a million people to
correct.
See. Although I highly doubt a million people read theater reviews, lah.
Right.
But I think there will always be that border, and it's okay because we all serve different functions. I mean, I constantly remind myself that I would not be here if there are no artists. I mean,
yes.
that's a very important relationship that I try to cultivate. And ultimately, because I love the arts, ultimately I'm always a supporter, even if I don't like a production.
Mm.
And I hope that people understand that's where I personally come from.
Mm.
I have to say that I'm not as scathing as previous critics have been.
Yes.
We are all different, we're all
yes.
very different. And I think I'm a bit more phlegmatic. But if I don't like a production, I will say I don't like a production.
Mm.
Or not don't like. If it didn't work for me, I'll say it didn't work for
me.
But I think the perception there will always be. I mean, I know there are people who have been like, what is she writing?
Mm.
Especially when I was younger.
Mm.
I think critics in the past have faced quite a lot of ire.
Yeah.
Maybe less so now.
Yeah.
I think Mayo and I are quite different in the sense that we like weird things. We like kind of grappling with weird things and seeing how a piece was put together. But the other side of it is that I have people telling me, sometimes, right, I think now critics are too soft. I'm like, what do you want? Do you want? I'm not sure where you're coming from.
Right.
So it's a balance, and I'm always trying to improve myself. So I will actually from time to time ask practitioners, so what do you think of this review? You know, was it helpful? You know, did I just dismiss things without giving it a more considered thought? So I've had some really good constructive feedback from practitioners, and I try to do this from time to time when I feel like I've hit a plateau in my writing. Yeah. I think one thing I have to say as well is that Singapore is very strange in that the person who writes about the play is also the person who reviews the play.
Yes.
So I also write about cultural policy. I write about a lot of industry pieces. So I have to stay in civil contact with the people that I review. Because I do need to talk to them.
Yes, you do.
For quotes, you know, I need their feedback on, you know, censorship or something, you know, and I write. And that's both a help and a hindrance. So you do think quite carefully about how you want to articulate. Not out of fear, but it's you have to work with it. The community is small and you have to work together. Some people are more straightforward and they still manage it, but everyone manages that relationship in different ways.
And I think one of the approaches that I feel that I've been spoken to you is that you see the reviewing process also as a collaboration, and you need to collaborate with the people. Now, it doesn't work with all scenes.
Mm.
The scene in Singapore is so small, right? I remember when Hannah Pandian was the feared critic because she would say, like, I would rather watch Paint Dry than watch this production. She would. And she was reviled. Nobody wanted to speak to her. But she still continued what she did. But that antagonistic relationship was that generation of SD, the Rebecca Chua's. They were very antagonistic. They felt that, and also because at the time they were the only game in town, so you had to take it or leave it. So there was that really master and servant relationship. But now it's very, very, very different, yeah? Apart from ST, there are at least five sites where you can
bring
reviews.
So even if you don't like my style of reviewing, that's okay. I mean, I understand that there are people who just will not like how I write. That's alright, it's a matter of taste.
Correct.
I mean, you really, really feel free to. There, you know, you can go to Mayo, you can help me, you can go to Adeline, Flying Pot. I mean, there are other ways of saying, ah, okay, then this is someone that... Like Kenneth, because we talking so much about the criticism this week. We did another forum at the library at Esplanade. Were any of you there? There where Kenneth was saying that he had one reader who said, oh, I've realized that every review, everything that you hate, I like, everything that I like, you hate. So now I just, if you give a bad review, I will go because I know I will like it. So, you know, you have things that work. Mm. Different strokes for different folks. Yeah.
What do you think the critic can bring to that?
We're not dramaturgs. The dramaturg sort of sits with you in the production and helps you shape it. Mm. I think we are more like a consolidation of an audience's response to a work.
Mm.
And I think you always need that external point of view. Because I think a dramaturg who knows your intentions and how a piece is being shaped would tell you how to go on that trajectory. But I would be someone coming from the outside and saying, this is how an informed person would respond to work. So I think that's always been the...
Okay.
Sorry, not very long already. I can sense the 1.5 hour mark has passed. I think that is the role of the critic, the informed audience member.
Mm.
And that is a form of feedback that you don't get in the rehearsal.
Mm.
Yeah.